Hello, welcome to your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Grace in conflict. Conflict is one of those places where what we really believe tends to show up. It's easy to talk about grace when things are calm, when relationships feel steady and there's nothing pressing against us. But when tension rises, when we feel misunderstood, hurt, or challenged, something else often surfaces. We get defensive, we withdraw, or we feel the need to prove our point. In those moments, conflict starts to feel like something to win rather than something to walk through. But grace changes how we move through it. It doesn't ignore conflict or pretend everything is fine. Instead, it anchors us in something deeper, so we're not reacting out of fear, pride, or the need to be right. James captures this so well when he writes, "Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires," James 1:19-20. That kind of posture doesn't come from self-control alone. It flows from security. When we know we are already accepted in Christ, we don't have to defend ourselves at every turn. We don't have to win the argument to preserve our identity. That frees us to actually listen, to slow down, and to engage without escalating. Grace also reshapes what we're aiming for. Instead of trying to prove a point, we begin to value the relationship itself. Paul writes, "If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone," Romans 12:18. That doesn't mean avoiding hard conversations, but it does mean we approach them differently, not as opponents, but as people worth loving. And that love shows up in very practical ways. Sometimes it looks like choosing not to respond immediately. Sometimes it means admitting where we were wrong. Other times it's simply refusing to let frustration dictate our tone. None of that means we ignore truth. Grace never asks us to compromise what is real or honest. Instead, it teaches us how to hold truth in a way that doesn't tear people down. As Paul encourages, we are learning to speak the truth in love, Ephesians 4:15, not just in what we say, but in how we say it. That's where conflict begins to change. It's no longer about winning or losing. It becomes an opportunity to walk in something different, to remain steady when things feel unsteady, to respond with patience instead of reaction, and to let love stay present even when agreement doesn't. Grace doesn't remove conflict from our lives, but it does transform how we move through it. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.